Actually, hey, it's quicker than I thought. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning into the BAMF podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, and we've got a special guest today, Meredith Gerber from One Bookshelf / DTRPG. Hey, Meredith.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming back on. Glad we didn't scare you off last time.
Yeah, no, you guys are great, so I'm glad to be back.
Thanks. And also, a special guest, longtime listener, Heath Wilder from Down Under. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, good. Really, really good.
Yeah, and he's got that melodious Australian accent, and we're very happy he's gracing us. It must be the middle of night there right now, right?
Yeah, it's just hit 5 a.m.
Okay. Appreciate you giving up sleep to come be on our little show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem.
So, big thing we want to talk about, I'm sure there's a lot of Director RPG news, but let me hit this one real fast, and through the magic of modern technology, I can actually share the screen.
Ooh.
Since it's a visual media. If you go to DPRPG right now, and I'll show the previous page, over here on the left, AU Brush Fire Relief Charity Bundles. Mm-hmm. And you can see not one, but 8 charity bundles right now benefiting various charities, helping provide relief for the Australian wildfires. Meredith, did you want to say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, of course. First of all, like, huge thank you to like our publishers and our creators, and you specifically, because you came to us originally and said, hey, I want to do a bundle, because you always rock awesome charity bundles. And Scott suggested that we kind of expand it out because a lot of publishers, you know, wanted to contribute. So that's why we have so many bundles, which is awesome. That worked out really great. And what's awesome too is they're organized by like type. So if you're into a super specific, you know, genre or setting, you can just get that one if you'd like, or you can get multiple. It's completely up to you. And we did team up with DMs Guild 2 as well. That's why you're seeing those DMs Guild bundles, okay. Which is awesome. Yeah. So it's going really well so far. We are not sure when we're going to turn them off. Probably wanted to give at least a week. And of course, if it keeps going well and people keep getting it, we'll keep it up. But once it starts to teeter, we'll probably make those private. So
it looks like these are going to Red Cross of Australia, Bushfire Emergency, and the World Wildlife Fund Australia.
Split, yep. Split 100%, or not 100%, because that wouldn't make sense. Split 50% down the middle to each side to make 100%. So, yeah.
All right, awesome. And I guess we should thank Heath, because we kind of came to you and asked for some advice on the charities before we got started. So thanks for helping us out with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem at all. There's so many kind of different areas, considering the absolute kind of strength and the prevalence of the wildfires throughout Australia. So
absolutely.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, of course.
I haven't checked the news in a day or two. How are things?
Yeah, it started raining a little bit, sort of kind of the rain actually got through in the last week, but we're looking for, the strange thing is that wildfire season, the kind of bushfire season, is usually around about now in the next 2 months, but it started so early. It started in November, it started in the spring. So we're actually looking for peak fire season is still to come, and it looks like there might be some scary days ahead. So yeah, we're kind of, you know, keeping alert as you do. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that. Anything else we should mention? Recent news from One Bookshelf for the first quarter. I think last time we talked to you was early November.
Yeah, I know. It's been some time, right? Well, obviously the bundle's very important. And last I checked, which I think was 2 days ago, DMs Guild's bundles have raised 11,000 so far.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm sure that once we get a little bit more time on that, we'll start releasing and seeing what we've raised so far, but so that's going well. We have on Drive-Thru Comics, we have a huge Valiant sale going on right now. I specifically asked my team, I was like, what should I talk about? And they're like, there's a huge Valiant sale happening. So that's happening on Drive-Thru Comics, which is awesome. Our biggest thing this year is going to be our site redesign. Ben, our product design manager, has been like working really hard. There's a lot of cool stuff coming. We are just had two of his Twitch for the homepage and product page up on our YouTube, which has been great. So he's continually showing all the different things that we're going to be doing. It'll be easier for publishers and customers. So we're pretty excited about that. And I know last time we touched on phone PDF, we are going to essentially do another resurgence of that, where we're going to contact publishers to essentially remind them, hey, like, don't forget that this is out there. So we do have that coming, hopefully with more phone PDFs, because it's so far has been, people have been taking it really well. They really enjoy it. So we just want a couple more publishers to get in on that. So pretty excited about that. And then, outside of that, we have two new community content programs we just released. We have Pelgrane Press just released Ashen Stars for Gumshoe, which is awesome. Pretty exciting. And then Hall of Champions community content's available now too. So, yeah, so we have a lot of that, which is great. So just essentially a lot of the same things, but we're doing it a little bit more with really exciting things and a new site, which I'm of course super stoked about. I can't wait for everyone to see it. So it's really good.
I don't know where you guys were on Twitch. How would I find you there?
Twitch.tv/drivethroughRPG.
Easy enough. Okay.
Yeah, super easy. And then of course our YouTube as well. But the thing is that Chris and I in the 2020 calendar year will start doing essentially reviews, and we'll start doing like kind of bi-weekly catch-ups, because as much as we would love to cram every single new release onto our newsletter, we only have so much space. So we wanted to kind of give that opportunity to say, hey, like, these didn't make it in the newsletter, but like, these are really, really good to check out. And we're kind of going to go over that. So that's coming too.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I should have been, I thought I was on top of everything you guys were doing. I didn't know about the Twitch or about the YouTube channel.
It's so, real secret.
That's okay. I'm learning stuff. That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so just once again, go to DriveThruRPG. Please hit the charity bundles. Please spread the word on the charity bundles. You know, try to do everything we can as gamers to, you know, help out our fellow gamers down under.
Yep.
And I don't really have much else to cover in this podcast unless you guys had some other things. Heath, anything you want to?
Yeah, well, actually, I was really surprised that the drive-thru bundles had comics in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole kind of spread of everything kind of through it.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a little bit of movement on kind of Twitter in regards to kind of pushing it through, which is kind of nice to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's been great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, definitely spread the word. We'll keep doing our part on Banff, trying to get the word out there. And it's always good to see the gaming community come together and do something positive that's bigger than ourselves. So,
absolutely.
Thanks again. You guys, D2RPG, for putting that together. Thanks again for suggesting some charities for us.
And thank you for coming to us to even start the conversation. So,
well, you guys did all the heavy lifting. Appreciate that. So maybe we can have you back on in a couple of months, talk about whatever else is new at that point.
I would love it.
Okay. And Heath, it's good to finally see you. I know we've talked emails over the years. Good to finally put a face.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I've been catching this since Vigilance Press days. So that's been a while ago. Yeah.
It's,
wow.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. So
it has been. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey.
I'm going to be in Colorado in the middle of the year. So I'm going to, I'll drop by and buy a beer.
That would be great. Just let me know. I like beer. So, you know, that works out.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, to our listeners and viewers, thanks for checking us out on the Banff Podcast, and we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Yep. See you.